Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
We're going to be talking to Dr. Marianne Atolabe, who is a resident, doctor here on the Maranatha Drive. This is the Adventist World Radio, and of course, powered by the SID Media. She's going to be talking to us about a very important subject, that of preventative screening for men. And doctor is going to be really getting into it. Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama.
Are you well this afternoon?
Thank God, all is well.
We are good. Also, thank you so much for joining us. Also recovering from an operation that I went through last week. That's why I was not around. But we're back here at you're broadcasting from home. And so all is going well. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we're talking about preventative screening for men. It's easy to feel invincible when you're busy with life, work, and family. But are the men in your life, wherever you're listening from, you probably could be listening from in the continent or outside of the continent. Are the men in your life taking the necessary time out for themselves? Today, I want to talk about a crucial yet often avoided topic, the preventative health screenings. I want to discuss why those seemingly simple checks like blood pressure, cholesterol, etc., or anything that is minor. But why is it that the annual doctor's visit are so important? It's a very important appointment of the year. We're talking about this because we are still celebrating and commemorating the month of men, where we're looking all things men, and today we want to focus on that. Now, Doc, it's a common observation that men often avoid going to the doctor even when they have concerns. What are the potential consequences of this mindset?
Well, the consequences are, as you are already moving towards that direction, is that they ignore symptoms that may be threatening, and then it's already too late when they are forced to give up what is taking their time, and then they face situations that may be out of control. So that is the problem. One thing that is directly responsible for this. And we have found that men often don't want to do these checks. They want to not to say, boys don't cry. They take care of others and all those type of things. And then they just want to be a man in quotes. And then they have those type of problems that are not taken care of. And so they become serious issues. Yes, it is necessary to do the medical checks.
Yeah.
And there are basic ones like the blood pressure that you mentioned. In fact, many people have the blood pressure cuff at home these days, and they check it frequently. But that is if they have an issue. If they already know they have high blood pressure and they keep monitoring to know what is actually going on. But otherwise, why worry? It's a general attitude. So yes, there are some basic diagnostic tests that are required, and it's according to the age of each person. There are categories of between 18 to 39. You know, from 18 we consider a person as adult, to 39, from 30 to about 60 or 65, from 65 to 75, and 75 upwards, if one is still around at that time. So there are required diagnostic tests, checks, they call them, that should be taken care of. Yeah, regular blood pressure is one of them. Some blood work, cholesterol, blood sugar, diabetic screening, and such things like even sexual and reproductive health, lifestyle and mental health, and one can just, you know, go online and all when one has a doctor, be able to have your doctor tell you these are the tests that you need to do.
Mm.
And sometimes in, I don't know why they call them first world countries, that is developed countries,
yeah,
the workplace actually demand for them. And the insurance company, they need them. Then if you have life insurance, they require them. So they all have tests that men must go through and have all this documented because it affects many things in life that is part of living. But there is a caveat that I want to put to this. Mm. When we think about checks, orthodox medicine, that is mainstream medicine, mainline medicine, apart from other traditional ways of healing,
mm.
they work on risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at these tests that are required, they are based on risk factors. For mm-hmm. instance, they have eight categories to a different type of test for each age category. For instance, you don't begin to do screening for prostate issues until about 45, 50 thereabout.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because the risk factors are there that when men get to this age, they are likely to begin to have prostate issues. Or if it's a gender factor, they know that, okay, for men, this is what is going to likely happen. So they work on risk factors and they deal with symptoms. Now, where I am and where I want to remain is that diseases are caused by some things are responsible for it. Mm. They are not just risk factors.
Mm.
Now, because you are 45 does not mean that you should have prostate issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because general population, the numbers of people that are counted, when you have 1,000 men, this is just guessing, not exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
five of them will have prostate issues. Mm-hmm. So everybody should come and be tested to see if you have prostate issues or not.
Mm-hmm.
But natural healthcare don't work that way. And I prefer that. And that is where I just want to put in a word or two for our men to know that going for checks is not enough. It's necessary, yes, but it's not enough. And it doesn't help. I've met individuals who, by virtue of the way they take the test seriously, think that by doing the test, they have solved a lot of the problem, but not really.
Mm.
Because when the test is, and I ask people when they want to talk with me, I say, okay, what do you think is the problem? They said, I don't know, but mm. this is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is going on. I said, but the Bible I read tells me, that is Proverbs 26, verse 2, it says, undeserved curse will not land on its target. That is,
mm-hmm.
there is no curse that is causeless. There must be a reason for what is going on in the body.
Yeah.
Now, we need to find out what that is.
Mm.
And so when you meet a naturopath, they're going to ask a lot of questions, including mental and the mind, what is going on in the mind.
Mm.
Now, this test will not cover any of these ones.
Mm.
So one may be going with the idea that I am okay because the test that I did said I'm okay. And I lost a train of thought there. Some people think they are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I asked, what is your blood sugar? I don't know. I went for my test and they said it's okay. Well, it's okay for some, may not be okay for others. And sometimes because they are using the norm.
Mm.
Okay, blood sugar is supposed to be between 80 and 100.
Mm.
Well, if a person is 110, they said, yeah, you are borderline, or if it's 90, you are borderline diabetes. Okay, what exactly is the score? What did you read? Or say, no, you are okay, you are okay. Well, the person may not be okay. There are symptoms that this person is having, and you say, okay, you are okay, you are okay. So for many months after that, they are going to remain in the lifestyle that they have had and continue to get worse without realizing that they are not okay. So it's always good to know exactly what is going on and to attempt by all means to find out what is the cause of my problem. why am I sick? If we know why we are sick, then we begin to heal. Because if we don't remove what is causing the problem and we just take some medications, it's like the alarm is sounding and we cover it with pillow or we tape it down and we stop the alarm from making noise and disturbing us. Well, the alarm making noise and we stopping it from making noise will not stop the fire that is burning somewhere. So it's always good to find out what is the cause of my problem. Why am I going through this? And the this yearly or several months checks do not tell us that. So I will implore really that we seek to know what is going on. And when we do diagnostic tests, beyond that, we want to find out what is the cause of my problem. Why am I having high blood pressure? Why is my cholesterol high? Because if I take medications to lower cholesterol, I have other things that that medication is going to do in the body. It's going to cause other side effects. So before I accept that, I will just use some drugs or even some herbs for that matter, I should know what is the problem. For instance, if it is high cholesterol, well, why don't I stop adding more cholesterol to the one that my body is making? And then I'm able to solve the problem. Because I have read, and I've mentioned it, of a case in particular of a lady that had hot flashes, menopausal problems. She went to see her doctor. He said, oh, sorry about that. Well, we'll put you on some nice medications. And she took the medication. Well, she stopped the hot flashes. But then several years down the line, as she was taking these medications, she had a lump in the breast. When they went to check, they said, oh, it's cancer. How did that happen? Oh, what are the side effects of the hormone imbalance drugs that you take for the hot flashes is breast cancer. Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Why would I decide to have the side effects of breast cancer to hot flashes? Okay, I took care of hot flashes, and now I have breast cancer. So when we look at this test, it is always good to ask ourselves, when they give me this result, I need to find out what is going on. Why is this happening? Not just to say, okay, you're on borderline, so be careful, exercise a little bit more. That's not enough. I need to find out what is actually happening so that I can know exactly what to do. So, yes, I will say definitely look up all of these things, find out what is going on, then find out why am I having this problem? Why is this problem happening? What is going on exactly? Shouldn't I do something about it? For instance, if I come back from the test as a man and I'm told that I'm borderline diabetic, then start taking medication. No, find out why. What is the cause? So if I go for hearing and vision test, why is my vision like this? Why am I having hearing problems? Because I remember the last time I went for a vision test, the optician or ophthalmologist said that, well, by the fact that is the risk, that your calendar years is adding up, cataract should be happening. Well, how about those who do not have cataract and they are 70, they are 80 years old? What are they doing right? So this is why I think we should add this to that information of knowing fully well that, well, we should take this diagnosis test, this screening, this thing that we need to do, and be sure that we are taking care of what the problem could be. Because just doing the test alone will not help treat the problem, will not reverse the problem. It will treat symptoms most of the time, but some symptoms will go, and other problems may arise from just treating symptoms.
Sometimes, and there could be a man listening out there who says, listen, I'm in my prime, I run marathons, I exercise, I eat healthy. I'm a good 40-year-old, and literally everything is good. My fitness levels are at their very best. Why should I be bothered about this? Shouldn't I start bothering this when I'm now feeling a bit down? I mean, I'm at my prime. Listening to you saying, but man, why would I need to do this? Well, what do we say to that man?
Well, the network was not very clear, but when I answer, you will know whether I had everything clearly. From all indications, this man is good in exercise, is eating well, and then there's still a problem. That's one of the reasons why we need to know why. Because, for instance, I will use this man as an illustration. This man came to me as part of a group of trainees for just a short training period just to understand the basics of natural health care. And then sometime after he got back home, he was diagnosed with stomach ulcer. And he contacted me and said, why in the world? I eat vegetables. In fact, when he came to me, he told me that he has a beautiful garden. He has all type of vegetables. He eats very well. That even what we were serving him when he came to us was small compared to what he eats regularly. So why do you think I should have stomach cancer? Well, when we thought about and ask questions and think and do all that we could, we found out that it is the chemicals that he was using for his garden that was the cause of the cancer.
Sure.
So you see a situation why it is necessary to find out what is actually the cause of the problem, because we may perceive ourselves to be in the best of health, but when some problems then should arise, then we should find out, why is it that I have been eating right, exercising, doing everything right to the best that I can, and I come up with a serious ailment? Then it is time to do a thorough searching. Because today, some people are exposed to more toxic chemicals than before. And I've listened to the testimony of another man that had one type of cancer, and he went to the hospital. He was to be treated, and then they gave him another person's medication by mistake. Then he found out, and he told them to discharge him. He will go home and die peacefully. But when he went to his garden, his country home, he was a farmer. He was working with the Rose Company, where he was the one that was in charge of the quantity control for the chemicals that were used in the Rose garden. And he found that when he went to his country home in his cabin, he went there to go and die. But he was not cooking. He was eating only the things he planted around his little home. And he had to chop wood to keep himself warm as winter was coming. But he was getting stronger and he was getting better. He got so perplexed. He wanted to go and commit suicide and met somebody on the road who talked with him and cheered him up and shared with him a book that he found out that, wow, there's more to this world than he has been seeing. And he was converted to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's still alive today. But he was going to die of cancer. He found out that it was the exposure to the chemicals that he was supervising. He wasn't the one spraying it. He was the supervisor to make sure that they were doing it right. So, to such a person that you described, if I got you well, it is to really search what is the problem. Despite I'm doing many right things, I must be doing something wrong. It could be just one thing. And usually, most of the time, there are toxic chemicals that such people are exposed to. That may be the problem that will be triggering off how the body responds and then come up with such ailments.
Man, Doc, I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. I truly appreciate your time. Truly appreciate the advice. I do hope that man out there, you're listening, because I'm one of the guys that need to make sure that I do these things annually every year so that we keep safe and sound. I wish you a blessed Sabbath, Doc, and we shall talk again next week.
Thank you, and stay well.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.